The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. How y'all doing out there? First of all, thank you very much for the birthday wishes. That was so sweet. Happy birthday to me. It was really, really cool. I guess famousbirthdays.com has me under famous birthdays, and there's a couple other websites, you know? There's websites that tell you when George Washington's birthday was, or when, Bill Clinton's birthday is, famous people. Right? And then here's me, June 16, Dr. Dahlia. That's a lie, you guys. Wish you happy birthday. Some of you don't even listen to the show. Thank you very much. I know. See, famous, it's all in the eye of the beholder, okay? All right? I don't think I'm famous at all. But when you're on famousbirthdays.com, that's pretty damn cool. Anyway, I like looking at famousbirthdays.com because I like to see whose birthday is on whose day. You know, like Viggo Mortensen's birthday is October 20th. We celebrate that one. I need to look up Michael Fassbender's birthday and send him a birthday card. Why not? Why can't I send Michael Fassbender a birthday card? I think he would really appreciate the birthday card. You see, guys, here's the thing with birthdays. I don't think we celebrate birthdays correctly, or we don't wish our friends proper jubilations on their birthday like we should. Okay, so my birthday starts out, and the kids forget. Yeah, no, everyone's asleep. Okay, so I turn to my Facebook, and nobody's wishing me happy birthday. Apparently, on my Facebook, I had my birthday private. Duh, why is that private, yet my bra size, my monthly cycle, my form of contraception, that's not private. I don't understand that. So I decided to just click and say, well, let people know it's my birthday, okay? Well, see, I like it. I like people knowing it's my birthday. I like to have people wishing happy birthday. So all of a sudden, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. So I got all these Facebook posts. The problem is it was exhausting. You know, whenever you get Facebook posts for happy birthdays or emails, all right, you know, you can't just go thanks or like. You need to say something back. So after about the 350th one, my hand was getting kind of tired. I'm like, maybe I better go back to private. All right, but, you know, it makes you feel good. You know, people like to hear something about happy birthday. One of my best friends still hasn't called on my birthday. Yeah, I'm pretty ticked off about that. Actually, a couple of my best friends. I'm like, really? You don't remember it's my birthday? I remember all my friends' birthdays. I just do, because I think birthdays are a real big deal. Because, you know, think about it. A lot of us are depressed. And I told you guys, I turned 43. 43 is just not a very attractive number. 44, I'm going to like that birthday. 44 is a sexy number. 43 just sounds blah. And so, you know, whenever any of my friends are turning an age, I'd like to kind of, you know, wish them happy birthday or something like that. Now, the other thing that I notice people are doing is they're doing these e-cards, okay? Now, these e-cards kind of bother me. I kind of like the old-fashioned way where you get a card in the mail and then you open it up and then there's some sort of a gift in the card, even if it's like some chocolate or something. With these e-cards, you don't get nothing. Except sometimes it could be an e-gift certificate, but the problem is I sometimes don't open up my e-cards. I have no idea if there's any e-gift certificates. And I'm not saying you send a birthday card for gifts, but the problem with the e-card is you're expecting something really, really juicy, and all of a sudden there's a little song. Happy birthday. I don't want that for my birthday. What the hell am I supposed to do? It's wasting my time. I could be opening big, juicy presents. Now, for my birthday, my family has taken me to go see the Book of Mormon. I told them that we really need a lot more religion in our lives, and we need to know a lot about other religions. And so even though I know I could just turn on PBS and get some real good dissertations on Catholicism and Mormonism, etc., they decided that the best way for me to learn about, the book, Mormon is in the Book of Mormon is to go to a musical about it, because through song, you learn a lot. Now, I don't know much about it. OK, I haven't really talked to my Mormon friends because everybody says, oh, it's funny. It's funny. So hopefully nobody's insulted by it. I haven't seen it, so I don't know. The only thing I know, and I'm being told, is there's some explicit language. No wonder why my kids want to go and see it. And the makers of South Park, so I'm not surprised. But I'll let you guys know. Okay, I like the Mormons a lot. In fact, when I live in Las Vegas, and we have a temple. When the temple was being constructed in the 90s, they allowed it to be open to the public for a short period of time. And my Mormon friend took me, and I was able to go. You covered your hair and your feet, etc., and it was exquisite. I am a huge fan of the Mormon religion. And I think maybe it's because, being Jewish, they're from the, of the 12 tribes. There was Ephraim and Manasseh, although they say Ephraim, but Ephraim and Manasseh, made up one tribe, and they come from Ephraim. And, then there's a lot of similarities with the religion. You have the tithe. In the olden days, Jews had done the tithe, right, where you had to give 10% of your income to support the temples and the Levites, and then there's of course the food and dietary restrictions, certain dietary restrictions. They also have that in Judaism, although most of us don't observe it like we should. So I've always had a place in my heart for the LDS. I think they're pretty, pretty cool. And they're my healthiest patients. They are. They do what I say. It's great. Don't do this. Don't do this. Don't do this. They're healthy. I hardly have to do anything. They're my easiest patients. In fact, it's getting to the point now where when I walk into the room, I ask them, I go, are you LDS? If they say they're LDS, I can sit down and just hand them the chart. So, I'm pretty excited. So anyway, again, thank you for the birthday wishes. I'm not depressed. I thought I would be depressed. I don't think I get depressed about stuff like that. I get depressed more when I'm 43 and a half and I can't fit into my Spanx. Then I get depressed, but I really appreciate it. Okay. So we got a lot to talk about today. First, we have, a mechanic who's blind that actually just received his diploma or licensure to become an auto mechanic. And apparently he can diagnose by hearing alone. We'll talk about that. That's pretty cool. Yeah, I mean, he'd probably be a better doctor than me. All right, then, because cigarettes are so expensive, now we're starting to see a boom in cheap cigarettes. We'll talk about those and how that could be dangerous. All right. We'll also talk about a lawsuit where apparently a man is suing the hospital for, cutting his penis an inch shorter than it should be. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. From the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats, 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. I really do appreciate it. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we have a Canadian man who is suing a hospital over surgery he claims left his penis 1 inch shorter. He also claims it ruined his marriage. Okay, he is a paraplegic. He was rushed to the hospital back in 2011 with a fractured penis he had sustained while having sex with his wife. Now, we've talked about fractured penises. You technically can't fracture a penis because there's no bone. However, you can have tendon rupture or corpus cavernosum, the cylinder part of the penis rupture, and that could unfortunately cause disfigurement, inability to have erections, some pretty serious consequences. So that's why we call it a penis fracture, but technically there is no bone. Okay? The injury is often accompanied by a cracking sound, which is why a lot of people think they fractured. Then they got the swelling and you got the bleeding because there's a sound to it. So he underwent surgery to try to repair the damage, but they said he was reportedly left with a scar on his penis that was about an inch thick. He claims now he can't have sex with his wife, and his wife has left him. So he is now seeking about $142,000 in damages for negligence and indescribable anguish. Right? He says this has caused a greater impact on my life, more than when I lost the use of my legs. This is sad. Now, you know, what could possibly be happening? Well, they say here an off-site urologist, let me see, had apparently they said he had arrived at the hospital, and apparently they said that the nurse did not perform an exam. An off-site urologist then diagnosed him with mild trauma to the area, sent him home. 3 months later, he still couldn't have sex, so he came back 3 months later, had surgery. After the operation, the scar caused him to probably have that deformity. Now, I've been asked before, when we've covered this, how to prevent fractured penises. And the prevention, just like, you know, how to prevent a fracture of a leg or how to prevent a fracture of a finger, you want to avoid excessive force or excessive trauma to the said appendage. So I don't know much about how forceful sex could be to that point, but if you, I guess, use a force more than what the tissues can handle, certain forces, if you go back to physics, okay, and they don't really teach us a lot of this in physics, but I think they should, certain forces will cause certain bending. Okay, things will bend or move into the direction where they can take on the force a little better. And unfortunately, there's no way to predict how much. So we usually tell people to take it kind of easy. Now, I could be too old school. I really don't know what people are doing these days, why it would involve that much force. Okay, I mean, it's not a hammer, people. Okay? And whatever you are using your tool for, assume that the other tool, all right, may not be able to handle that much trauma either. You know, it's like nuts and bolts. You got the nut and you got the bolt. All right? And you pick a nut that should fit the bolt. When you bolt the nut, right, is the bolt's a little round thing, right? Right, kind of a hexagonal thing. And, you know, it goes around, 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 around. Then it goes into the bolt. The bolt is just supposed to kind of sit there and be happy. Sometimes the bolt could move, all right, and allow, or the nut can move to allow the bolt to go around and do what it needs to, okay? But for the most part, not a lot of excessive movement. Now, nuts and bolts are harder and more firm, and they should be able to withstand a lot, but you aren't made of nuts and bolts. You're made of tendons and epithelium and dermi and blood vessels and blood, not very strong. So I think it's tragic whenever anybody injures their genitalia, but a penis fracture, even though they make fun of it in the movies a lot, is nothing to joke about. It's extremely disfiguring. It could cause you to be infertile, right, if you can't have sex, and it causes you to lose sex, which I think is very, very bad because I want people having sex. I think it's important. It's just I want you to have sex the old-fashioned way. Okay, I mean, where you know, there's no weaponry involved or musical instruments involved. I mean, I'm sure Beethoven and Bach's time, they must have used some of the musical instruments, I'm sure. You know, but then again, maybe the first penis fracture was somebody slamming one of those pianos onto themselves. I'm not really sure what you guys do. I really don't understand. You wouldn't stick it. That's really what surprises me. I think you guys take better care of your pinky finger or your pinky toe than you do your other parts. I just don't understand that. You know, if there was some sort of a hole somewhere foreign, okay, would you stick your finger in there? No, you wouldn't, because you'd be worried about a spider, or you'd be worried about a scorpion, or you'd be worried about some sort of a guillotine. Yet many of you have no problems putting any sexual appendages. See, women are different. Women will not just stick their breasts into anything, okay? We really don't. And maybe the reason is it's such an act of Congress just to get into a breast. bra correctly, that it really doesn't attract us. To me, it wouldn't even dawn on me if I saw some sort of an opening to do that, okay? Maybe it's also because it's close to our chest and we think we're going to get our heads in the way. But for some reason, men, and I'm not saying that this is a stereotype, but there's that, maybe it's because it's so far away from your heart and your head, you think that it's like another tool. Like it's an appendage. And don't do that, okay? All right, you got to protect something like that. Let's move on. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. While we're on the sex subject, this was a very interesting study. They say 1 in 5 women admit to being more turned on by a pair of shoes than their boyfriends. 1 in 6 say the same of their husbands. This was a survey from ShoeBuy.com. And I guess they said most women, I guess, 82%, I guess, admit to possessing fake designer shoes. See, I don't understand that about designer shoes. I don't get that. I would not spend money on designer shoes. I wouldn't even spend money on fake. I would just probably go to like JCPenney or Target or something and get something reasonable. Shoes wear out. I cannot imagine having a pair of shoes worth more than a few $100 that you scuff that night. That makes no sense. Anyway, there was a study that looked at 1,000 women between the ages of 35 and 44, and they revealed the subject of shoes is a very, very big hotbed for female cattiness. Really? Nearly half admit to having judged someone based entirely on their shoes. Oh, then women must hate me. And it's split whether those judgments were positive or negative. And let me see what else they're saying here. All right, but the idea that more women care more about their shoes than they do about their man, that's pretty scary. Now, they say that high-heeled shoes were invented what century? This is pretty cool. Okay, the 16th century. In the 1500s, that was when high-heeled shoes were invented. Now, high-heeled shoes were invented not for women, for men. It was for men on horseback so they could stay in their stirrups. All right, they said the trend failed to endure for men, but now the average woman owns 17 pairs of shoes and admits to only wearing 3 pairs regularly. There was another study that found that the average amount of time we can last in our shoes is 1 hour and about 40, 45 minutes, which is so true. By about an hour, 45 minutes, I'm out. So I'm always walking around these galas or walking around these events barefoot. I cannot handle my shoes. It's embarrassing. My feet hurt too much. All right. Anyway, so men, how do you compete with a pair of new shoes? Well, first, this is what you need to do if you're the man and if you want to get any attention, okay? Have the shoes involved in the relationship. You guys are going to become basically a threesome. So if you want to take her out to a date, you need to bring up the shoes. Okay, she needs to know that you accept the shoes. You're like, oh, you know what? Wear those new shoes you bought. Those look really sexy on you. Really? Okay, I'll do that. Okay, women love that stuff. Okay, then, okay, let's say you guys are going home. Okay, and you start to do the lovey-dovey. Maybe what you could say is, you don't have to take off your shoes. I kind of like them. Really? Now, you may hate the shoes. I'm not saying lie. I don't want you to lie. But if you think that you are not going to be involved in any of that woman's activities that night, say that you want the shoes a part of it. And now she wants you, like, for example, when my husband, it's very interesting. If my husband is cleaning up around the house, and he takes my shoes and throws them. Even if they're not fancy shoes, I kind of get mad. But when he takes my heels and very delicately puts my shoes to the side and shows respect for the heels, he's kind of cool in my book. You see? Taught you guys something today. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DRDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we were saddened to hear of the death of Tony Gwynn. That gave him, where he had, I believe, was suffering from salivary cancer. And we had been, I'd been interviewed on Fox 5 regarding cancer and smokeless tobacco. Now, smokeless tobacco comes in two forms. You got your chewing tobacco, and then you got your snuff. Snuff can be inhaled through the nose, etc., but mostly people put it, you know, their smokeless tobacco in the mouth, and it just kind of sits there and sucks on it, and they spit out the juices, even though sometimes you swallow some of them. And it was pretty well known that Mr. Gwynn had been diagnosed with cancer. He was 50 at the time, had to deal with chemotherapy, radiation, etc., because he had a slow-moving but aggressive cancer of the salivary gland. Unfortunately, it took over. And these cancers that happen from smokeless tobacco can be more vicious than any other tobacco-related cancers. So we spent some time talking about this, and why would that be? Well, you know, first of all, they say smokeless tobacco contains at least 28 different types of carcinogens, according to the CDC. And you know, it's a lot more common than we may think, especially with young people. Apparently, they said back in 2012, 11% of high school boys were using smokeless tobacco, whereas only 1.5% of girls did. They said right now they think 6% of men use smokeless tobacco compared to 1% of adult women. I had tried Chew when I was in medical school because my attending was using Chew to keep himself up in the morning, so he would offer it to us. Because we were, you know, coming off, we would be doing 36-hour shifts back to back. So the next morning, which would probably be at about the 24-hour mark, we would be pretty exhausted. And he's like, wake up, guys. And I thought it was disgusting. No, I guess you're supposed to get some sort of a nicotine buzz. I just thought it was disgusting. I couldn't tolerate it. But the reason why it's so dangerous, obviously, is because you got that concentrated amount just sitting there. They also had found, and I need to find this report, there's an actual chemical that converts with saliva. I need to find this. Let me see if I can pull it up while we speak. Now, remember, we talked about the other week how the nicotine in and of itself could cause oxidative changes. But they think they found the actual cause of why chew can increase your oral cancer. Now, what other cancers can chew cause? Well, not only can it cause salivary cancer and mouth cancer, but it can also cause esophageal cancer. You're swallowing the stuff. And when you swallow the stuff, that can obviously cause, you know, changes along the path. Now, that you swallow. You're not supposed to swallow any of the chew or the salivary chew that you, I guess, are supposed to spit. But remember, you're still swallowing saliva. You're not spitting everything out. Okay? You're still, and it's still moving somewhere down the line. And there's been some talk on just banning it from baseball completely. Now, here's the thing. As much as I think it is a complete waste of losing a life, and I don't want our kids chewing it, etc., I still get a little bit nervous when government wants to take over saying you can't do something. You know, if I want to drink a soda pop, if I want to have a cigarette, if I want to eat a Big Mac, okay, stay out of my face. True, I understand that anything that we do later becomes a public health hazard, whether it be spewing pollutants in the air, whether it be farting from eating your Big Mac. I understand everybody thinks global warming is now because of us meat eaters. I understand that there's that theory out, and so people look at us meat eaters like we're ruining the world. I get that. And when it comes to Obamacare, we have to pay for people that eat poorly and afflict themselves with multiple diseases based on their diet. Not all these diseases are caused by diet, but those that are diet related, we as a whole then have to take care of them. So I understand that. But we do live in a free society where if I want to put something in my mouth, I can. There's a lot of things we put into our mouths that may not be good for us. You have to understand that. What about alcohol? Alcohol too. Alcohol has been linked to throat cancer. So we're going to ban that too. But I do believe there should be lots of warnings associated with it. And I love education. I love the idea. Like yesterday I was on Fox 5 Local and they showed pictures of mouth cancer. It was disgusting. It was scary. These were pictures of what happens when somebody has oral cancer from something like chewing tobacco. And show kids pictures of that. I don't know what goes on in health anymore. I don't. You know, I try to kind of listen into what my kids are studying on health. They learn their sex ed, which I think is important because I don't think they're really learning anything from the way I discuss. Well, you got the corpus cavernosum, and then, you know, you have the vestibule of the vagina, and there's hostile environments because of certain lactobacillus acidity of certain secretions. They're like, what? How? What? So I understand that. I think I'm glad the kids are learning sex ed in school. I'm happy with that. Just come to Mama for any proofreading or spell checks, and I'll help you out with your homework there. But do these kids in the middle school age see pictures of cancer? I don't think my kids have. So, and some people would say, Dolly, these kids don't understand. They don't get cancer. They think they're immortal. No. I think you should show these images. I think it's extremely important. Now, I'm not saying I like those commercials where they showed people that had trach openings. Okay, that I didn't like. But I think in the school setting, or, where we are teaching health, this needs to be taught very, very early to these kids. Nevada has a program called Tar Wars, where we have doctors go to the schools, and we teach kids about smoking and how not to smoke and what the damage could be. And I know a lot of kids are like, you guys are old farts, get out of here. That doesn't happen. But I don't think they're showing the right type of pictures. You know, I have a friend who's a gynecologist, and I told you what she did with her daughter when it came time to talking about sex, is she took her daughter to work with her. So the daughter could see the genital warts. The daughter could see the cervical cancer. The daughter could see the herpes outbreaks, so that the daughter realizes this is a real thing. Now, that's another thing, too. You know, maybe it's not even just pictures anymore. Maybe what we need to do is we need to ask people who are afflicted with this to actually show these kids, come in and show them their mouths. Let them take a look. You know, smokeless tobacco gives you some pretty nasty teeth and bad breath. Maybe what we need to do is have these kids in a line, walk up to the person smoking, chewless tobacco, and have that person go all over the kid. And the kids are like, oh, my gosh, you know, and then, yeah, that's what you smell like when you have that stuff in your mouth. Okay, think about it. And you know, maybe it'll hit home. What I'm against are companies having to advertise against themselves. I don't think a smokeless tobacco company needs to have a picture of leukoplakia or some sort of squamous cell carcinoma. I don't think that has to be necessary. I don't think it does. Okay? Otherwise, every, condom picture, well, I won't go there. But it's on the rise. Okay? Then another thing that's on the rise is we're finding cheaper cigarettes on the market, okay? I mean, whenever there's a will, there's a way. Apparently, cigarettes have cost now so much that we're starting to find cheap smokes on the rise. And cheap cigarettes, okay, may not have the filtering. They may not be under the, they may not be legal, obviously. And these can be pretty scary because right now, there's still some sort of regulation. Okay, let me see here what they're saying. Okay, the packaging, etc. I know we're coming up on break, so don't go away. We're going to be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey, gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the no-no, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible no-no hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Angel writes, how do you know if you are married to a sex addict? My husband wants to have sex every day. What is too much? Okay. See, I thought all men want to have sex every day. See, to me, that sounds like a normal, you know, I mean, if he's having the sex every day, that's one thing. See, guys ask for it every day. That's a good question. All right. I mean, I would say, and I'm just pulling this one out of my orifice, I would probably say more than the other partner wants is too much. All right. Maybe three times a day. Let's look up some data here. Okay, hold on a second. I'm having trouble with my computer. Let's look up some data. See, because here's the thing. There are couples that have it every day. I mean, think back 30, 40 years ago. I'm trying to think back. I mean, two, three times a day. I mean, wasn't really, if you're in a healthy relationship and you guys love each other, and you want to, I mean, people can technically have sex every day. A sex addict is a much different term. I don't use a sex addict to somebody who wants to be with their lover every day. Okay? Most people do until, you know, you finally start to, you know, get middle-aged and then you're like, I want to go to sleep. So a sex addict when you use the term addict, it's where they can't do anything else but sex. Okay, so like for example, when my husband and I were first dating, not to get into too much detail because my husband hates it when I go into all the sexy details, not that there was really anything sexy about us. It was just kind of like, you know, I never made a sex tape. I didn't want any video footage. It really wasn't, you know, movie making material. But, I still had to go to medical school. I still had to go to the hospital. I still had to do my shift. If I was a sex addict, then I would be having sex in lieu of my other daily responsibilities. You see what I mean? No, I had all my responsibilities. I made sure all my responsibilities were done. I had things to do. Same thing with him. He had to go to work or he had to go to school. He had to take his tests. He had to do whatever. So a sex addict is somebody where they just cannot keep other relationships, cannot do their family duties, because their addiction is consuming them. Just like when alcohol takes over and interferes with relationships, if the addiction, the gambling addiction, some people, they like to go gambling, that's fine, but if it is all the time and they are sacrificing other aspects of their life for that, then we start to look at it as it being a problem. So, but here, I pulled up some data. Okay, let's take a look here. Oh, my gosh, the font is so small. I know, I got to start bringing my reading glasses to work. Okay, hold on a second. Okay, they say, according to the Kinsey Institute, 18 to 29-year-olds have sex an average of 112 times per year. 30 to 39-year-olds have sex 69 times per year. 69 times per year, 30 to 39-year-olds. 43-year-old radio host. We're fine. Okay. He says most couples in a relationship should be having sex at least once a week. That I could do. All right. Couples therapist Dr. Barry McCarthy agrees that once or twice a week makes for a healthy sex life. I've told my couples that once or twice a week. However, if you're not having sex once or twice a week, that doesn't mean you have to get divorced. Okay, we need to look at other issues. They say during the infatuation stage, not flatuation stage. We don't want to be flatuating during any staging of it. During the infatuation stage, also known as the honeymoon stage, couples often have sex every time they're together. And then when couples first move in together, the frequency of sex increases. Then it starts to decrease. Now, why would it decrease? Well, sometimes it could get hurt. Sometimes it could get hurt. It could get hurt. I know. Remember we talked about penile fractures? You know, sometimes there's drying that happens. Okay? You know, if you only make X amount of liters of certain lubricant, okay, then that some women make, you know, after a while, things dry up. I mean, you're going to have to go to the gas station once in a while and reload. Now, sometimes we recommend using lubricant anyway because that seems to help. And that's extremely important for a lot of the couples that have pain with sex. All right. Let me see. Sex addiction. A study published in March 2013 suggests that wanting sex all or most of the time isn't so much a real disorder because, you know, people have, I guess, you know, the whole Tiger Woods thing had brought this into light. You know, I cheated on my wife because I'm a sex addict. No. Sex addicts aren't necessarily adulterers. You can be addicted to sex and just be having self sessions or sex with your partner monogamously all the time. Okay, that it doesn't necessarily mean that you are going to cheat on your wife. If somebody needs sex all the time, yeah, they may turn and cheat. But if you are a cheater, that's what your initial diagnosis is. You are a cheater. Okay. So now where I'm a little concerned, okay, is looking back to the original content of the email. How do you know if you are married to a sex addict? Okay. I always call if you can. I love doing the emails and I understand many of you guys are embarrassed and it's easier for you to write me, especially when I'm off air, but I would love to talk to you about this. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, because a lot of people don't know what a marriage should be. Okay. I didn't get that much training on what I was supposed to expect in a marriage. So a lot of women, okay, will think that their men are perverts, are molesters, are sex addicts, because they don't realize that what is normal behavior. If you get married to somebody and they want to have sex every day, all right, that could be very, very normal. Now, we don't go through any training. I mean, I had an older sister, I had a mom, I had an aunt. Nobody said, look, you're going to want to do this, you're going to have to do this, you're going to expect this, do this, be prepared for this, don't forget to do this, do this. Nobody taught me how to cook. Nobody taught me how to kiss up to the in-laws. Nobody taught me anything. So when I went into the whole marriage thing, I failed miserably. Miserably. Because I thought, okay, when I got married, now I have a husband, so you're going to kill this spider, you're going to help me with this, you're going to do this, you're going to cuddle, now I have a constant cuddler, don't get me pregnant because I'm in medical school, so we're going to have to make sure we use condoms still, condoms when you're married, condoms, yeah, so here I am having my whole set of rules, and I got to tell you, probably for the first few months of our marriage, my husband and I looked at each other like, what? What parking lot? So we just didn't understand. Okay, and then we kind of figured it out. No, we didn't read a book. What we did is we decided who should probably be right, and the path of least resistance ended up being me. So I dictated sexual schedules. I actually had a calendar up. I used highlighters for different colors just to kind of, you know, spark it up a little bit. And I had the schedule. I had birth control options. It worked. It still does. In fact, I need to go update my calendar now. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCADALI.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.